to take them back to Mitzrayim, Kal v'chomer, the way would be easy. Now, the Sefer Paradis Yisrael brings down our R over here. The Gemara Megillah says, Vayihi is a Lashon of Tzar. Whenever it says Vayihi, it's a Lashon of Tzar. The Rechaim HaKadosh, he brings down the Rechaim HaKadosh that asks the question, why was there a Lashon Tzar over here? It says Yisrael, Mi Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov, Yav Loyez. Tremendous Simcha, tremendous Simcha. So what's the Lashon of Tzar over here? Vayihi is a Lashon of Tzar. Rechaim HaKadosh says two reasons for this. Because number one, it says, Vayihi b'shalach Pari. Pari sent them out. Did Pari send them out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Kel Mitziyam Yimitzroyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim b'al korchach of Pari. But Pari was under the impression that he was the one that sent them out. And that is a Lashon of Tzar, because there were two inyanim of Tzar that it was Goyim. Number one, because he was under the impression that he's the one that sent them out, he thought that later on he could change his mind. I sent them out, and later on, I could change my mind. That was Geir Mitzar to Klal Yisrael, because they saw Mitzrayim Noisim Achareihem. They were in a terrible pachat, so it caused them Tzar. But even more than that, it was a Tzar for the Mitzrayim, because Pari thought that it's up to him to let them out or to take them back, he chased after them, and it turned out that the Mitzrayim, they sunk in the Yam. So that's why the Vayihi is a Lashon of Tzar, because he thought that it was up to him. That was Goyim Tzar for Klal Yisrael, and an eternal Tzar for the Mitzrayim, two inyanim of Tzar. But the Sfasema says an interesting thing. Sfasema says another pshad here. Sfasema says, Al Pi Chayvus Halvavus. Chayvus Halvavus brings down that there was a Chosid Echad that encountered people that were coming back from a war. They were victorious in the war, and they were coming back, and they brought with them the loot that they had taken in the war. So, he told them, he was wondering about them. He says, you just came back from a war and you've gathered all your loot. Have you prepared yourself for the big war? The big, big, big war? So he says, what are you talking about? You know, what kind of big war? He says, the big war is the Mulchama with the Eitzahar. That is the biggest war. So Shazema says that the Yidden had just come out of a Golus in Mitzrayim for 210 years where they had to put up with the Mitzrayim. Now that they were saved from that, they realized that the purpose of their Yetzias Mitzrayim was to serve Hashem to fight against the Yetzirah. And now they were facing the big war. And when they were looking at where they're holding Kalapi, the big war, they saw that they were still on a very low Madrega. So that's the Vayihi, which is a Lashon of Tzar. That means the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why the Brisker Rav says, when we say Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day and every night, it's said by Kriya Shema. The mitzvah Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim L'chayv is independent of Kriya Shema. If you remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, you yaitz of the mitzvah. So why do we dafka say it in Kriya Shema? Because Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that's the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is of the Brisker Rav. So now when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and they realized now we have to face the really big war, and that is the constant fight with the Eitzahara, which is a battle that we can never relax with. So that's the Vayihi, the Lashon of Tzar. Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef Imoy, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. Shteit Medrash Rabba, all of our Kosev Oymer, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. A Chacham Lev takes mitzvahs. While all of Yisrael was Isaac, with their silver, with their gold, with the Ashiras of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Yosef with Atzmas Yosef. Shinema v'ikach Moshe is Atzmas Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, about you is Niskayim Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Why? Yosef, he was Mechuyev to his father, to take care of his father. I'll keep it out. So he was really more Achroi than anybody else to take care of burying his father. But the bones of Yosef, that should be given over to his Sheva. They should take care of him. You have no special chiyuv to take care of Yosef's bones. The Avah Pikein, you were Isaac in his bones. Chayecha, that I will be Isaac with the burial, with your burial. That's Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. So Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Tzadik Levrachi, asks, what was the special Chachma over here? Chesed, yes. Mesiris Nefesh for somebody else, yes. But what is this Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs? So first of all, he says, what was the mitzvah here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Daber no ba'ozmei ha'am. I don't want Avram to have a taina that v'achri chenyetze b'ruchus godo le'kayim b'hem. Seems that the Yidden themselves are not so hot on taking from the Mitzrayim for a couple of reasons. Number one, they were afraid that this gives them a siva to chase after them. If they're going to take their riches, the Mitzrayim are going to chase after them. A second siva of Rav Yankiv is, apparently the Yidden, it was mushrish in them from their fathers and grandfathers all the way to Avraham Avinu, a loathing of taking away somebody else's kesef. Now, Apidin, we mentioned it already last week, it wasn't really taking away their kesef because the Mitzrayim were chayv to pay them for all the avodah that they did. It wasn't really taking away their kesef, but they were wary of it. The emesis, it really belonged to them. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, he wasn't oisik with anything that had to do with kesef. They were oisik in a mitzvah they're going to get pleasure from. Moshe Rabbeinu was oisik in a chesed shalemes, which he's not going to gain anything from. That's the simple chacham. But Rabbi Yankov says a deeper pshat in the chacham of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just that he's being oisik in a mitzvah where there's no personal negiyas. Medrash says that when the Yidden came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Sarsha, Yam, the Malachim are tining, Haloloi Devay Dezor, Haloloi Devay Dezor. Why are they better than them? Why are the Yidden better than the Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them the Aron Yishal Yosef. What was so special about Aron Yishal Yosef? Yosef was a Yochid in Mitzrayim. He was a 17-year-old boy, the Chol Tokfas, and he's enticed to do an Aveira, and he held back, and that was Lamaylam and Ateva. It's beyond our service of the Goyim. The Medrash says, Shalom HaTranis says from Yosef, you mean to tell me that Yosef was a boy all by himself in Mitzrayim, and he was able to be Kavish as Yetzer? Well, he says, this is our saga that the Goyim don't even have such a saga. And you see by the Yidden that there is such a saga, you see how different the Yidden are from the Goyim. Now the fact that they were out there by the Zohar, that was a chitonius dicket thing. But in the Pnim, they are made of the same stuff that Yosef was made of, and this was Goyim the Sar Shalyam to split. It comes out by Yosef being Yosef, the Asmus Yosef, and bringing it to the Yam. Not, number one, he was saving all the Klal Yisrael. But number two, he was also saving the Bizas Hayam. So with Moshe Rabbeinu being Isaac in the mitzvah of Asmus Yosef, not only was he being Mechavid Yosef, not only was he doing a chesed, but he was also taking part in the Bizas Hayam, because through Moshe's actions, the Yam split. Klal Yisrael was able to go through and take with them what they took out of Mitzrayim, and in addition to that, to be zeichet to the treasure by the Yam. So that was the chokhmah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Together with his chesed, that he was oisik with totally lishma, he was also a shutif in the inyan of the Bizas Hayam. That's the chokhmah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kasher Yisim is Mitzrayim Hayam. The Yidden were crying out, what's going to be? Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that you see the Mitzrayim today, well, you say, see full of rice and ad oil. You're not going to continue to see them forever. There was a maisa in the times of the night of Yehuda. The two brothers, that generally got along very well, and they were close to each other, and they had a business together, b'shutvis. Aber, unfortunately, a lot of times, in any good thing, the sot and mishtacharayim, he gets involved, and he was goyim and machloikis between them. And it was getting deeper and deeper. Ad kidei kach, that one of the brothers said to the other, I make a shvua that cannot be huter, but it can't be matter. I make a shvua, I never want to see your face again. He stormed off. And this hurt this brother deeply. Hagam was in the machlekes, but it hurt him very deeply. And he got sick from it, and he was miserable. Now the other brother, felt terrible, and he knew that he was the goyrim of his brother being nifted. So he wanted to ask his brother Mechila before they bury him, but he made a net, he made a shvur, he's never going to see him again. What does he do? So he went to the Rabbanim, and he asked him, what do I do? So the Rabbanim said, it's the Rapasha, that I'll ask him, you never made the shvur. If you would have known that this would be goyrim that, then you want to ask him for Mechila. Hadai Tadach, he didn't make the shvur, and it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda was still young then, and he heard the Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to come on to that. It's a favorite pasuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was talking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'es HaShem Re'isim Es Mitzrayim Lo Yisayisifu L'Roi Zemad Oyvim. But The Medrash says that when Kriyas Yamsuf Yetzer the Mitzrayim died, they saw Mitzrayim Nesim al Sfas Hayam. And it doesn't just mean they saw a load of Mitzrayim. Every year, the Medrash says, saw the particular Mitzri that hit him and beat him and did an avla to him, he saw him right now, Mesh al Sfas Hayam. Al-Khayyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loisisifal Roysim Adoila. So how are they able to see them? The Teretz is, Vaish Toyistam, when the person is dead, that's not called seeing him. Seeing a person is shot when the person is alive. When you see him dead, you're not seeing him. You're seeing a dead body. That was a levush, like someone's begging. That's all you're seeing. So from the pasuk you see, like, says, he from the Raisham, not to see him means the person while he's alive. But once he's already dead, pasuk the gan says that. Chazal say that during Kriyas Yamsuf there was a kitrug of halalu evdei dezar of halalu evdei dezar. Parnas Yisrael asks the question: how's it shy to say that the yidden were evdei dezar? By the carbon pesach it says mishchu ukhula chantzayim. As Rashi brings down mishchu atzmecha min avay dezar, pull yourself away from avay dezar. So they went away. They left avay dezar. They did tshuva for avay dezar, and it has to be like that because the pasuk says. Kol ben necher lo yoichol. By Rashi says, "What's a ben necher? Lav dafka goy." Shenisnakru ma'isim lo'avrishem hashemayim. So their ma'isim would not be complete if they would still be avid avaydazara. They wouldn't be able to bring the korban pesach. They wouldn't be able to eat from it. So what's the pshat over here now? There was a time on them. Halo avid avaydazara. Halo avid avaydazara. So he brings down from the Chedushi Arim. Chedushi Arim says. There are different madregas of Avodah Zarah. There's the literal Avodah Zarah, the one that serves geshtes, serves idols. But the greater a person gets, there's more of a tfiyah on him, on the things that he does that alienate him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also called Avodah Zarah. It says that Avraham Avinu had a Masechtas Avodah Zarah with 500 prakim. Well, what can he possibly have that we don't have? What's the pshat? The Teretz is, the greater a person is, the more he's amassing of how many different dinyanim there are in the Bria that come in between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rosh Shlomo Balba says, Shatnet. Anything that separates between us and Hashem is an Avodah Zarah. Because our Ikar Tachlis in the Bria is to get close with Hashem. And anything that's a Dover amassing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a strange Avodah. Right? That's something that we shouldn't be Isaac in. She says, "Ain't no chanami." When it says "mishchu atzmecha min avodah zarah," they pulled themselves away from the avodah zarah. But now that they were on a higher madrega, there was the avodah zarah on a higher level that came between them and Hashem, and they still had a lot to go because they were just freshly out of Mitzrayim. The Mele, the Sar Shalyam said, "They have their avodah zarahs. Ain't no chanami now. They're on a higher madrega. Over klapi their madrega now. There were also avodah zarahs there." I wanted to say a pshat on my own. On his deity, maybe you could say it, and that is that we find that by the Paraduma was Mitaharas HaTmeyim, and it was Mitaharas HaTmeyim HaTmeyim. Those that were raised with the Paraduma, they became Tameh. So we've said in the past, what's the Pshat Taka? How's the Shai of such a thing? That the very thing that's Mitahar should make these people Tameh. We brought down from one of the Svarim that the Tumas Meis is an offshoot of the Cheta Egel. It's an offshoot of the Cheta Egel. The Cheta Egel was Avodah Zarah. And just like nuclear fallout, there's Chana Leslan, an atomic bomb that goes off, the nuclear residue remains there for years. Anyone that comes in contact with it is poisoned. The Tumas Meis, which stems from the Cheta Egel, even though it was years before, Afal Pikein, it remains there, that residue remains. So even if a person is tar, if he comes in direct contact with someone that was Tameh, it rubs off on him, and he becomes Tameh. So it could be that that's the pshat over here, even if they were moishing themselves from Avodah Zarah, but they were just freshly out of Mitzrayim, where Avodah Zarah was mamish, the name of the game. So they still had the residue of Avodah Zarah. For that, the Sar Shalyam said, Halo Avodah Zarah, Halo Avodah Zarah. This pasuk kikasha risim es mitzrayim hayoyim lo yisifu lo roisim oid at oivam. The Braisa says, Tan reshimer by Yechoy, ze echod mishloishim ekoimis. This is one of three places in the Torah that Klal Yisrael was warned not to go back to Mitzrayim. So the Ravaz asks a question. He says, like, Zayitzapella, we find that Yidden lived in Mitzrayim. Afterwards, Mitzrayim is there. There are people that live in Mitzrayim. The Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. Kamei Gedolim lived in Mitzrayim. So what's Taka the Pshat of this? The Tayrish Isser in the Tayr. They talk to say over that the Rambam, the Kufa, signed his name, Ha'oivr Gimel Aveiris B'chol Yoyim, because he Taka looked at it as an Aveir. What's Taka the Pshat? So, the Radvaz says that the Rambam was on his Alpiha Malchus, Dainu. He had to be there, he was running away. And once he was there, the Malchus, you know, they knew that he was a doctor. And he spent Mamish's days serving the king and serving all the noblemen in the king's palace. So he was an honest, he had to stay there. The Radvaz says about himself that he was also in Mitzrayim. He says, Hayoist to be in there, he shaft the Malchum Tyre, he taught Tyre. You know, that's what he was Mechuyev to do. I guess he was also there temporarily, but he saw there was a need to be Marvitz Taira, so that gave him the heter to be there and start a yeshiva. There's others that give it teretz, that those cities that the Yidden lived in Mitzrayim were totally charev, and since they were totally charev, it was not the same Mitzrayim that the Isra was said about in those days. Rav Elazar Mimitz, one of the Bali Atayisa, says that the only time the Taira asked you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim is only if you go the route that the Yidden took from Mitzrayim out into Eretz Yisrael. If you take that same route to go back to Mitzrayim, then you're over on the Yisra. You're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim via that route. But if you go a different way, then there is no problem. The Ritvoy Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, says that this Yisra was only said, Bizman Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not the time of Golos. But in the time of Golos, when a good chelik of Klal Yisrael is living outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is no chilin between Mitzrayim or Golos, Chutz Laretz, it's all considered Golos. So you have a few truths. The Chidor brings down the Teretz al Pi Kabbalah, which L'chayah we could understand a little bit. It's Yadua B'Shem the Arizal, that our Tafkin in Golos, B'Shas the Chayta of the Eitz Adas, there was the Sitra de Kedusha, Chelika Kedusha, lost many sparks of Kedusha that were spread throughout the world. And Klal Yisrael, when they go from one country to the other, utilizing the qualities of that country for Avodas Hashem, they gather in all of those sparks of Kedusha, and Memela, they bring it back to the Chelika Kedusha. He says, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Chazal say, they turned it into a bird trap without any seasoning. Or kibitzulo she'ein bo dogim, a wave that doesn't have any fish. What does that mean? Simple pshat is they took away all the yeshivas from Mitzrayim. But al pi kabbalah, they gathered with them all the netzoyches hakedusha. There was nothing left in Mitzrayim. The Meli not allowed to go back there. There's no tachlis, not goats. But after churban bayis rishon, by the ma'aseh of Gedaliah ben Achikam, there were Yidden that lived in Mitzrayim. And they were scared about what happened with the killing of Gedaliah ben Achikam. They went back to Mitzrayim against the word of the Navi. So they were choytei again. And again the tzaytzes were spilled out over there in Mitzrayim. So we have to gather that back again. Hashem if he's ever zman hazeh. There's no Israel going back to Mitzrayim. That's our P.V. Arizal, you know, B'derech Kabbalah. Hinani mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. I will give you lechem min hashamayim. So the Mepharshim ask a question, how were the Yidden Mekayim Chesed in the Midbar? They had everything there. They had the man, which Mamish tasted like anything they wanted. They had the Be'er Shel Miriam. They had clothing. They had protection. They had tents. They had an Ani Yaakov. They had everything they needed. They lacked for nothing. So I was like, there was no Aniyos. So how was the Shire there to do Chesed? So Rabbeinu Bechaya, over here, on this week's parasha, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, it's Yadua the Gemara says, after the fourth hour of the day, when the sun came out, the mun started melting. So what happens to a person that he delayed, he was taken up by different matters, he didn't have a chance to gather the mun for that day. Came the fourth hour of the day, there was nothing left. So the person would do a chesed, he would take from his own chelik of mun and give it to him. That was a chesed that he was mekayim, that was a mitzvah of tzedakah. I saw brought down in the Sefer, B'Shem Le'ifei Noifu quotes the Haile Satmar Rebbe Zeh Tzadik Kodesh Lebracha, who once said on Purim B'Shem one of the Hasidim, he said the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Hamad Aleph says that not everybody got the money exactly the same way. There were those tzaddikim, they had the money on their front doorstep. Beinanim went out into the machne to pay. Rishoyim had to go mechutz l'machne, and there was some that even had to chase after the money. So let's picture to ourselves someone that's a Yiddu'a Dikitzad. And the, every day he gets his money by the front doorstep. And one day he was nichshol, you know, and Tzadi was a shiyasin table yachti, he was nichshol. The next morning, there's nothing by his doorstep. Like, busy b'zayinus. Everybody knows that he was over on something, whatever. Busy b'zayinus. So, friends, and chapped what it was. He took from his money and put it on his doorstep to take away his b'zayinus. That was the chesed. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says another pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says that we know that the man, the Gemara also says that the man tasted like anything you wanted it to taste. Tasted like. Tasted like delicious steak. It tasted like sushi. It tasted like ice cream, whatever you wanted it to taste. It comes out that a person that was rich previously, he had big hasogas. Oh, he knows what a big thick steak is, or a nice, you know, fine cut of salmon, McDonald's thing. But what about the oni? He knows like a piece of hard bread, but he goes, hey, man, I stick a kartoffel, you know, that was his hasogas. So the usher would go to the oni, he would tell him, listen, he said, what do you have to have? You know, think about old fatrik and the piece of bread. Here's a thing called the thick steak, and it's juicy, and it's meat, it's mamre. And he gave him hasogas. He gave him hasogas and gashmias. That was the chesed that he did with him. Now you might ask a question from the Svarim, it's mashma adarabba. That's supposed to be marben gashmias. Maybe it's better takis. You know, that he shouldn't have those asogis. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that you have to worry about your own ruchnias and Yenim's gashmias. You don't worry about Yenim's ruchnias. He'll take care of his ruchnias himself. But you have to worry about your hagin of ruchnias and his gashmias. So he taught them asogis. So Yaakov Galinsky said that when you teach somebody else asogis, understanding in matters, you see what a chesed is madach and gashmias the kinyonim. If you give somebody else new hasogis, you're doing a tremendous chesed with them. Kal v'chaymer, ben benoishel, kal v'chaymer, if you mashpi on him, and ruchnias, and you give him higher sheifas and higher aspirations, and a deeper understanding of what life is all about, kal v'chaymer, ben benoishel, kal v'chaymer, what kind of a chesed that is. Vayhi b'yayim hashvi, yotzu min ha'am lilkait. The Am went out to pick. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, on Shabbos you're not going to have money. Of what happened, Vayhi b'yayim hashvi, yotzu min ha'am lilkait, v'loy motzu, they didn't find anything. So Rabbi the Miller, that's how it says, Amayu dikahari. In the Navi Yecheskel, it says the following pasuk. This is in Kapitel Chof, pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayamru bi beis Yisrael b'midbar. Beis Yisrael, they rebelled against me in the midbar. B'chukaisei loy halachu. They didn't go in my chukim. V'es mishpatei ma'asu. They discarded my mishpatim. Asher yaseh ha'odam v'chai b'hem. V'es shabsoisei chilalu ma'oid. They were very much mechalel my Shabbos. They were mechalel Shabbos in the midbar. Where were they mechalel Shabbos in the midbar? You find two places where l'chayra, they were mechal Shabbos. One place is over here. Now they didn't find anything there. So there was no real chaytzah, there was no, what kind of chal Shabbos was there? They didn't find anything there, right? And furthermore, if anything, there should have been a taina that they didn't have a moon on what Moshe Rabbeinu said, right? If anything, it's a taina on the moon. But chal Shabbos, a knapa chal Shabbos, just going out, okay, it's a little bit of a snapple for the Ruach of Shabbos, but to say, Shabsoisei chilalu ma'oid, for just going out, also, is medayik. Medrash actually is medayik. It says, Yotzu min ha'am lilkait. It doesn't say, Vayetzu ha'am lilkait. Min ha'am, because I'll say, Dosen v'adirim. I'll say, they took a few people with them. They weren't diver on the Yisrael Haitzah. There's a few people went out, didn't find any man over there. That's called chilal Shabbos. The second time you find Chilul Shabbos by the Mekoshesh, he gathered wood, one person, And even that, Chazal say that it was Salofcha and he wanted to show. But Afal Pi Kein, the Navi says, as Chilu Hashem, so you say, Ma'oi, what's the Pshat? So Rabbi Nevi says, you see a big Yisayit over here. That the language of the Navi is a different kind of a language. Not the way we understand it. The Navi speaks Shamayindic language. Himmelsprach, he calls it. Shamayindic language. And in Shamayim, they're very much Magdal Yadeiris Lefina Madrega of Klal Yisrael. The greater the nation, the more they magnify the Aveira. Lefida Madrega of Klal Yisrael. They were the Dordei. They were Makabal the Torah in the Midbar. They were Zeichel to all the mitzvahs. If it's Shaykh, even the tiniest little bit of a Pagan Shabbos, people even went out to be Malakim. Or even was one person in the Makashesh. That is already a blemish on Gan's Klal Yisrael. Because of the Ruach of Shabbos, would have been great to take Klal Yisrael. Even such a thing couldn't have happened. Would have been a big Mizayim, a tremendous Mizayim. You know, they'd make a Machah, they'd be afraid to do it. I remember, I'll never forget. Never forget. The Roshim had made a man, must have been about 10 years old at the time. And during laning on Shabbos, I was outside the shul, I was playing, when all of a sudden, the Rav comes out with the whole tzibur, and he gives a scream, Shabbos! 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 What happened? Nebuch goes to Yid next door, who used to be from, he's Nebuch, he was a survivor from the war. He was outside doing his gardening on Shabbos. So the Rav apparently picked up on this, and he said to the shul, my father, Olashon told me afterwards, my rabbi said, is he that was a Shaymer Shabbos? All of a sudden now we have to make a macho. He went out, we made a macho. Yitaka went in, you know, that was, I felt bad. His son was a friend of mine. His son was a friend of mine. If someone went to yeshiva, never, in those days, you can't be Dan Yidden in those days. I remember, I'll never forget this. I was coming home with my father from shul Friday night, and there's a kid lying on the floor. He was hit by a car. He's coming home from shul. And his father is standing by him without a yarmulke. He says, oh, the suk is not in the shield. I'm not the top guy in the shield. Screaming, God, what do you have to go to school? That's the way it was after the war. There were people that weren't from, they weren't, you know, and the kids were went to shul, they went to yeshiva, they were shining the Shabbos. Over that Roshim of that Machor, I'll never forget. So Klal Yisrael, and they were on the Hoyben of Madrega, that even such a little bit of Chil Shabbos, the Torah magnifies as Shabsoisai, Chil Ma'oi, Adarab, it testifies to the level of Klal Yisrael. And I always heard from Rabbi in the middle, a lot of times when you hear about the Avodah Zarah that they did, that they were over on, it's magnified a lot more than it was. Kalapig and Klal Yisrael, there were few people that were over on Avodah Zarah, but Lefida Madrega of Klal Yisrael, even that amount of people that were over on Avodah Zarah was too much. So it was a time on Klal Yisrael. That is the Himmelsprach of Hashem. He expects a lot from his children. A guten Shabbos.
Reminder about the Malach Malcolm of the Shabbos. Right here. Is it here?
Downstairs, yes. Downstairs.